question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
That quick break has allowed Mary and me to shift gears, and as we move from the opening A block to now the Chief Travel Leader conversation, the RV and outdoor sector of travel is going to have our attention, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carry.
With spring break happening and Easter and, yes, even Memorial Day travel is coming, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
It's very simple, folks. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's smart travel, all right? It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travel. So buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or go connect at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we're heading straight to Indiana via the show hotline. Waiting for us is Bob Martin, the CEO of Thor Industries, for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Well, we respect this is a busy time of year for you and the team. Bob, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, on this show, we cover everything and anything in the world of travel, as I say, week after week. There's no question the aviation, hospitality, and cruise sectors get heavy focus by us. But something we love about travel is there are so many other sectors, too, and the RV, camping, and outdoor sector is certainly a big one. Thor Industries has so many brands that folks listening around the country will know. I can't name them all off right now, but, you know, we're talking Airstream, Jayco, Tiffin Motorhomes that we like, Keystone, Open Range, Thor, and more. Where's the growth sector within the company currently, Bob? And is there a brand in the collection that maybe has your attention more these days?
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate that we cover really all sectors, from a $15,000 travel trailer made by Jayco to an Airstream higher-end travel trailer north of $100,000 to Tiffin motorhomes that can be close to $1 million. And the growth sector has been more entry-level trailer and smaller motorhomes. Just attracting that younger buyer. You know, right now interest rates are a little bit higher, so the higher cost units are more rate sensitive. You know, some of the bigger ones you have more cash buyers, but I would say the smaller travel trailers, and our Thor Motor Coach makes a great 21 to 24 foot Class C that's just very affordable, that you can get for, you know, under $90,000 and have everything you need to go camping and enjoy the weekend or weeks for a family of four.
Yeah, I've seen that one. So, Bob, Toby O'Rourke with KOA is a show friend and checks in with us regularly. We also have a good relationship with Craig Kirby and James Ashurst with RVIA. And we've been talking with them, particularly since COVID, over, and you just mentioned it, the increase in younger people camping, RVing, and just spending time outdoors, which is great. But this week, I saw info from the 2026 Camping Report that Toyota sanctioned that 80% of campers 65 and over are either camping more or plan to camp more when they retire. Are you also seeing this trend, and any comments on the demographics in the RV world?
Yeah, I mean, if COVID did anything, it did brought in a younger, more diverse buyer to the industry. But our core customer has always been, you know, we focused on baby boomers for many years, but that older customer that's looking to retire and have freedom. And many of our customers, they don't want to fly. They don't want to worry about, you know, we're seeing today long TSA lines. You know, it's become harder over the years to travel that way. And our customers, they like having their own linens, their own bedding, and just the freedom to easily travel. And then they can stay a week, they can stay a day. So that older buyer has always been a key buyer for bigger fifth wheels, bigger motorhomes. But we are blessed that we still have that younger buyer that is coming in. And if we see them buy a small trailer, they typically trade up every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's important to continue to feed the pipeline. We see that in the cruise sector of travel. There's no question about it. I do want to ask you this question. I was watching my New York Yankees play out in San Francisco this week since the Major League Baseball season. You know, we're back, which I love. But one of the commercials that caught my attention was for Camping World and talking about them having the largest selection of pre-owned RVs and travel trailers. When Bill Mermaine was running Lazy Dale's RV, he was on the show with us a lot. We've also been engaged with John Ferrando and Andrew Floyd there at Blue Compass RV. I'm curious how important these types of operators are to Thor Industries. They must make up a sizable part of your sales, yes?
Yes. I mean, for us, we have 2,500 dealerships throughout North America, You have Camping World with 200 stores, Blue Compass with just over 100. John Ferrando, their CEO, was just a guest at my board meetings this week. General RV, Lazy Days Campers Inn. So there are, you know, a lot of the big groups, but then we have a lot of independent dealers that are our mom and pops that we rely on, upon them. We sell everything through dealers. We service, you know, most products through dealers. We do some at the factory, but our dealer partners, you know, they are paramount. I mean, that's where a lot of my day is spent, talking to some of the biggest customers in North America, U.S. and Canada, and then for us also Europe. But huge partners, we need them. It's a non-franchise industry, so we rely on the dealer groups very heavily.
Mm. You know, so Robert mentioned Keystone a little earlier, which is one of the Thor Industries brands. You were president of that company when Thor acquired the brand before ultimately moving up to become CEO of Thor Industries back in 2013. And I recall just last year we spoke to Winnebago CEO Michael Happy, and we did discuss his previous career with Toro and things he brought with him from that company. So over your 13 years leading Thor Industries, since you had a long tenure with Keystone going back to 1998, prior to that you were with Coachmen, what are some things that you've enjoyed bringing to the CEO role that are really positively impacting the company for everyone, employees, shareholders, and of course, travelers?
For me, having my history starting as a trainee at Coachmen and then sales heavy in product development at Keystone before becoming president, I know many of the dealers throughout the nation. Many of them, I was their Cougar sales rep, and that's how they still remember me. And I simply know the process of developing products, working in operations, and then just that relationship you have to have with your dealers and ultimately with your customers. And customers will, you know, many times get my phone number or my email, and I will communicate with them, and it's because I did that as a sales rep and as a product developer, and I've been given great ideas by customers because they use them more than anybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, just drawing upon my experience, you know, being a rep and a product developer, bringing that all the way up into, you know, the C-suite, to where we have to really recognize that the product is one of the most important pieces of, you know, this industry. Having the right product, the right time, the right price, with quality, and then having the relationship to take care of
right.
the customer.
You know, I like what you said on that because it shows that you're very approachable and understanding the customer and listening to them.
Yes, you're also, you also drive and own many
RVs. That also makes a big
difference. Which doesn't hurt.
So, exactly, getting firsthand. But yeah. So we'll go this direction with you. Looking at it, we got maybe about a minute and a half left in the interview right now. But RVs and towable trailers, they're considerably more sophisticated than they were in the past. I mean, certainly that's true about all the technology that's built into them. But I'm also talking about the options available, the floor planned layout, the quality of materials that are involved. You know, as we look forward, Bob, maybe over the next 5, I'll throw at 10 years just to provide a time frame. What are some things that folks should expect to see in future RV and towables that maybe are not as common currently?
Yeah, I mean, I would say even today, our main goal is to reach out to people and get people to go to a show or go to one of our dealers and just walk in an RV, because I see it when friends walk in my RV and they see, you know, solid surface countertops, you know, beautiful cabinetry, porcelain flooring. It's just, it's not what people expect. They're expecting like a unit from the 1970s. But for us, we have this other great advantage that we own production, and we're the number two company in Europe. That Euro feel is coming to the United States more and more and more. And we're doing it as we build our products. We built a hybrid motorhome called an Embark this year through Jayco, and it was on a hybrid chassis from Harbinger, but it was the interior that we used from our Neiman Bischoff in Germany. Hmm. And watching people's reaction to the look, but also the technology, everything that we put into that really changed the view of many people, and I think that's our big opportunity. You'll see more of that coming from
all right.
us.
Well, Bob, we're going to leave that there for today. Hope you will not be a stranger with us in the future. We appreciate you being part of this March 28th broadcast and wish you a very pleasant weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, listen, Mary, I understand the success they're having because what a sounds like a terrific guy and somebody you'd want to travel
hands
with, right?
Hands on, so. Down to earth.
Yep. All right. Well, folks, we need to pause right now for some sponsor messages. RJ is ahead with the Open Road. He's going to take all of us to college in Kansas. That's going to be an interesting Open Road coming up. The latest Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour. It's an MCF day on the program. That's going to help us kick off hour two. We'll all travel the world from your own kitchen and a lot more next. Mary and I are going to take you plane spotting.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.